Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a name that you probably never heard of. The name is Valerie Biden. Owens. Who is Valerie Biden Owens? It's President Biden's sister. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she's come out with a new book on her role in her brother's political career. Now, you got to ask yourself, why now? Why are we hearing about a woman named Valerie Biden Owens? And how all of a sudden does this woman randomly write a book about her family and how amazing her family is? And why is this happening right now when her family is actually in serious criminal trouble? Well, this is what you do when you want to go on offense, when you're trying to change the narrative, when you're trying to change what is a bad PR story into one of, well, hold on, let's remind you how amazing Joe Biden is and the Biden family. And we're going to bring out someone that you've never heard of, who, by the way, is very likable. I watched this interview on CBS This Morning with Valerie Biden Owens on her new book and this role in her brother's political career, and she came across as very likable. She sat down and was talking about how amazing it was with her family and upbringing her brother and watching what he's been able to do for the American people, and it was a great story, right? Not based in reality, but it's a great story. But then in the interview, the question was asked. And here is what it sounded like when things got a little swirly.
And he was always looking out for you. Your family is extremely close, and you give many instances of that and how the two of you have protected each other. And now the family's in the news mainly because of Hunter Biden and your brother. Is Hunter a problem for the family, in your opinion?
No.
No, look,
because
I love this question, right? Is Hunter Biden a problem for your family? Now, we already know what the answer is going to be, right? I mean, this is what, an aunt of Hunter Biden? You think she's going to come out and say, yes, he's an idiot. He's a drug addict who decides to, you know, hook up with compromising women and does business dealings in the most shady way possible. And he's, you know, he fathers children with strippers and then denies their existence. Of course, she's not going to say that. She's going to say Hunter Biden's amazing. I love Hunter Biden. And, you know, he's had some problems and some troubles, but no, he is not a problem for my family. Right. You know the answer before I play you the answer, but here is her answer.
He certainly is under a microscope, and yes, a lot of people are looking at his business dealings. Was it on the up and up? Was it not on the up and up? Was Joe Biden involved? Was Jimmy Biden involved? What do you want to say about that?
What do you want to say, right? Because out of nowhere, we bring in Valerie Biden Owens, a woman that no one really knew existed until now. Well, and you got to understand why this is happening now. You can't bring out Jill Biden because she's just as involved as Joe Biden is. You can't bring out Joe Biden to defend his son anymore because we know what that means. You can't bring out Hunter Biden to talk about this because every time he opens his mouth, he's incredibly stupid and makes things worse for the family. You can't bring out the brother of Joe Biden because he's already under investigation. So the only clean person left that can possibly stand up for the family is Valerie Biden Owens. Now, she's clearly been coached because this is not really about her, right? This is about her last name. And this is about making sure that she sells the new talking points that I'm sure the White House Communications Department and the top DNC leadership and the top political minds the Democratic Party have come up with, right? We need a defense. So what is the defense going to be? Right. We need something to say that we are OK and that we are going to defend this. So what is that? Like, how do we defend the family? And what they've come up with is a new strategy. It's not really a new strategy. Let me take that back. It's the same strategy, but they haven't been using it for a while. What is the strategy the Democrats have been using for a long time? Well, Donald Trump sucks and he's the worst person in the world. And Donald Trump was trying to hurt my family. So who better to give you that message and put this propaganda out there than Valerie Biden Owens, a woman that we didn't even know existed until no one else in the family could defend the family any longer?
Well, I mentioned it in the book, and the only race that I wasn't enthusiastic about Joe getting involved in was the 2020 presidency, mm-hmm, because I expected and was not disappointed, mm-hmm, that it would be ugly and mean, and it would be an attack on my brother Joe personally and professionally, because
now I want you to really think about this. Joe Biden used lies that he knew were lies about Russian collusion and a dossier that he knew was a lie to try to destroy Donald Trump. Joe Biden knew when he was the vice president that they were spying on Donald Trump. Joe Biden knew that they were overthrowing the will of the people in a coup attempt by the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton when they were impeaching Donald Trump the first time and the second time. He knew it was all based on lies. He knew it was actually all paid for by the Democratic National Committee. He knows all this. Everybody knows it. It's very clear it's there. And now she's coming out saying, well, I didn't want my brother to run because I knew how nasty it would be, because I knew what Donald Trump was and I knew how nasty Donald Trump would be. So this is really all Donald Trump's fault. And this is all on Donald Trump because it's Donald Trump. I knew Donald Trump was good. This was going to happen, and I knew it was going to be bad. And this is all Donald Trump. And I told him I wasn't enthusiastic about it because politics had changed.
Former president is very intent on bringing my brother down.
But what has that got to do with Hunter? And
well, I assume
that didn't work. By the way, did you notice the media right there? Oh, that may be first of all, rapture alert. Did you hear that? CBS News just asked an actual journalistic question. It was very short. What does that have to do with Hunter Biden? That's the follow-up. Now, the only reason why that follow-up question is being asked right now is because the media is going to have to save themselves before they try to save Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family any longer. Okay, that you need to understand, plain and simple. That is now what this is about, is saving them, because they realize now that this indictment is probably going to come very soon and it may not stop with Hunter Biden. And it's impossible now to insulate the president or the president's brother from all of what we're talking about right now. So that's why you heard that question. What does this have to do with Hunter Biden? She asked a question about Hunter Biden. Now you're attacking Donald Trump. And you're saying you weren't enthusiastic about your president, your son running or your brother running for president because you knew that Donald Trump was going to get down and dirty and nasty, even though it is your party that tried a coup attempt to overthrow the will of the American people. They decide they wanted Donald Trump. You didn't like it. You decide to make up lies. You decide to make up misinformation, disinformation. You decide to use that information to impeach the president of the United States of America, not once, but twice. You try to overthrow the will of the people. It is a coup attempt. Everybody understands that. It's very clear. But CBS News now is actually asking a question that it should have been asking for years. Like, hey, what does this have to do with Hunter Biden? And listen to Valerie Biden Owens, a woman no one knew existed until all of a sudden now, with a book and a big primetime interview.
Assumed from the beginning that the former president and his entourage would attack my brother by going and attacking
after
the
Hunter,
family.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there it is. So Hunter Biden didn't do anything wrong. We knew that Donald Trump and his team were going to attack not just my brother, but the entire family. So this is just dirty politics. Now, you heard there CBS Gayle King going, oh, OK, now I understand. Right. Like, I get it now.
And because of all the policies and the principles that Joe stood for, but he thought that the weak link would be, you know, to attack my brother's child. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
by the way, I love how they say that. It's my brother's child. He's a grown ASS man who's fathering random children in the world, who's making millions of dollars off the worst people in the world. Russian oligarchs, the richest woman in Russia, whose husband is the mayor of Moscow at the time. Yeah, I'll take millions from you. You want to take money from the Chinese Communist government? Sure. I'll become part of the owner of a Chinese Communist government energy party. I want to sit on the board in Ukraine and work with the worst people in the world there. Right? With massive amounts of corruption. No problem. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Let's go. This is incredible. She now wants you to somehow believe that this is all some mean-spirited evil attack at the hands of Donald Trump and his people around him, and you should feel sorry for Hunter Biden, the child of Joe Biden. Like, that should be off limits. Can I remind you of what the media has done to the Trump family and the children? Has anybody allowed this same type of rhetoric to be talked about when it comes to them? Of course not.
Hunter has written in exquisite detail mm-hmm. about his struggle with addiction, mm-hmm. his walk through hell.
There it is. I told you this weeks ago in our podcast that they were going to defend Hunter Biden now by saying, this is a addict. You should feel sorry for him. He was doing things he didn't even know what he was doing at the time. What man in their right mind would leave a random laptop with all this valuable information to shop unless you're addicted to drugs? He's a drug addict. He's lucky to be alive. He went to rehab. You should be praising him and giving him warm, big, fuzzy hugs. You should not be criticizing him. He's the greatest man ever to walk the face of the earth. He is a victim. He is an addict. You should have compassion for him. This is now the new defense of the Biden crime family. Don't pick on a drug addict. We support him. We're just glad he's alive. We're glad he's just still here walking because that's how bad off he actually was. There it is, coming from a woman, the last woman in the Biden crime family that can defend any of them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Before Biden, Joe Biden, President Biden's sister, Valerie Biden Owens, writes this book, which I'm sure she didn't write. Someone else did it for her, right? And they plan it to come out right now when they know that that Hunter Biden's going to get indicted. There's a good chance her brother could be indicted. And possibly even the president of the United States of America could get in serious trouble for what all has happened here. Can you imagine the prep for this interview with Gayle King at CBS? Can you imagine the prep for this book tour? Like, look, you've got to sell this. You're the last one standing between us and the entire family going down. Like, you've got to do this for the family. Imagine the pressure. Like, she's not ever doing interviews before. No one really knew she existed. And then all of a sudden, bam, you've got to save the entire family. And it's obvious what their plan is. Like, that part is clear. Tell everybody that he's an addict. Okay, tell everybody that we're just happy that he's alive. Lower the bar with Hunter Biden so low that people will actually feel sorry for him so they won't look at what he was doing, by the way, for years, as criminal activity. Instead, do it this way. Tell everybody that this is something that we're just thankful he's even alive. Right? That's all we just tell him that, please. Okay? Just tell him we're just thankful that he is alive. that we're so proud of him and going through the hell that he went through. Now, at some point, there's also a bigger question that should be asked, and this needs to be asked soon. When is someone going to hold Joe Biden accountable for being a crappy dad? I'm not being mean, I'm being honest. You know your son's a drug addict. You know your son's blowing through millions of dollars. You know that your son is fathering children that are from strippers and then denying their existence. You know your son is involved with some of the worst people in the world because you work in politics, like you know this. You know that your son's probably breaking a crap ton of laws, and you don't stop your son because this could have all been turned off, you have to understand that, by Joe Biden. If Joe Biden would have refused to give access to his son to him in the White House and would have refused to give access to what these people were paying him for, which was access to him and to America's foreign policy decisions, this would have all ended, and then you could have maybe saved your son from a possible OD or God knows what else was going on, a life of hell. No one seems to be talking about what a crappy dad Joe Biden is to his son because he was taking advantage of his son's addiction. There is genuinely a part of me that actually does feel sorry for Hunter Biden. You know, that text message has become now famous, connecting his entire family, where he's like, imagine, you know, he says to like his kids, or he says to his family members, you know, I hope you never experience what I am, where you got to go out and make money for the entire family and 50% of it goes to everybody else in your family and not to you. There's part of me that actually does feel sorry for him, that this is how much they were willing to take advantage of his addiction. And they knew that the addiction would make him not care about breaking laws because he was just trying to get his next fix. So it's no different than someone giving you your first shot of coke or crack or heroin or fentanyl or LSD or whatever for free. Why? Because they want to get you addicted, and then you'll do anything to get your next fix. You look at his uncle. I would argue that his uncle is a great example of a guy that's not an addict that was like, there's a lot of the crap that Joe Biden had his son do, and even his uncle do, that they would never take that risk. Joe Biden's brother never did the stuff that Hunter Biden did, and he was the master of the crime family. He was the CEO of the crime family. The kingpin has always been Joe Biden for decades. But he's not an idiot, right? He knew there's a certain line even he knew don't cross. But there was a certain level of protection when it's the president or the vice president's son. There's a certain level of protection that also, I think, comes with a person being a drug addict, because that's your excuse. I didn't know what I was doing. I was high. I was just trying to get my next fix. I didn't know I was breaking international laws, Your Honor. I didn't know that this was illegal. I didn't even know where I was. I didn't know where my laptop was. I lost everything because all I was doing as an addict was trying to get my next fix. You should feel sorry for me. Which is exactly what Valerie Biden Owens is saying, right? Donald Trump was very intent on bringing my brother down. I was not excited about the election, so feel sorry for my family. That's point one, right? Point one's that. And then point two is we're very proud of the resilience of Hunter Biden. We're very proud that he has overcome so much. We're very proud that he's still alive. We're very proud that as an addict, he was able to fight back and get his life back. We're very proud of Hunter. He's courageous, even though you guys were taking advantage of him the entire time. You said, oh, we got a family member that's a drug addict. Great. They'll do all the stupid crap the sober people won't do. Joe Biden is a terrible father because there's no father that would allow their son to do this for them and take advantage and exploit their addiction this way. Good fathers don't do this. By the way, isn't Joe Biden a doctor? Right? Where was Joe Biden standing up for Hunter Biden and going to Joe? Hey, Joe. Where's Joe Biden going to the brother-in-law going, hey, brother-in-law? Where's Joe Biden going to the sister, right? Valerie Biden Owens going to, look, you guys have got to stop taking advantage of our son here, who's an addict, guys. He doesn't know what he's doing. He'll do whatever you guys tell him to do. He's clearly not thinking straight. He's going all over the world. You guys are taking advantage of him. He needs our help. They cared about the paychecks, folks. And that's why they treated him this way. They whored him out. They didn't care if he was alive. I mean, there's a certain point as a father that you would think, I don't want my son to have any of this money because I know where the money's going. It's going to a life of excess that could easily turn into an OD. They could turn into death. It's the reason why they tell you don't give money to guys on the streets that are begging, because you're usually just supporting a drug or alcohol addiction habit. You give it to a homeless shelter where at least you know the money's not going to crack or to beer or to liquor or to whatever they're on. Right? There's a certain point where Joe Biden should have said, son, I'm cutting you off from the family business name. You're not going to trade on my name anymore. I care about you that much. I want to make sure that we get you the help, and I will send you to rehab, and I'll work with you on this, but you are not going to keep going out in the world and getting hammered out of your mind and trading off the family name. But they wanted him to. They needed him to. And apparently the entire time they knew how they were going to stop it if it never turned the wrong way. We will say, well, don't put him in jail and don't come down hard on him because he was an addict. And this is exactly what Valerie Biden Owens is trying to groom the public to believe. It's grooming your mind so that you'll feel sorry for Hunter Biden and not be mad at him when it all comes out that it's all fact what he actually did.
But he thought that the weak link would be, you know, to attack my brother's child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Hunter has written in exquisite detail mm-hmm. about his struggle with addiction, mm-hmm. his walk through hell. Mm-hmm. And I am so grateful that he's been able to walk out of hell. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that there's a family in this country who hasn't tasted it or felt what it's like to see someone struggle with addiction.
But we're not talking about addiction, though. We're talking about business dealings. And I'll move on from that. Do you think there's not a there in your opinion?
There hasn't been a there there since it was mentioned in 2019 or whenever it first was.
Do you think your brother...
There it is. There hasn't been a there there since then, really? So the laptop is not a there there? Nope, not. So you're him making billions of dollars, or excuse me, millions of dollars from China, from Russian oligarchs, from Ukraine, from Burisma. There's no there there. Right. We're so proud of him. Everybody. And again, this is grooming your mind. You should feel sorry for addiction. You probably have someone that's been involved with addiction. That's the reason why Hunter Biden was doing this. We're so proud of him for overcoming this. We're so proud that he's alive. He's had a very tough life. Where was the president protecting his son? The president wasn't protecting his son. He was exploiting his son. I would refer to that as pure evil. Fathers that don't protect their children are failures. I don't care what you accomplish in your professional life. And it wasn't that he knew that he was an addict. It was the fact that he encouraged it. He kept giving him the drugs indirectly by giving him access to the deals through trading off his name. Now, of course, he got 10% for the big guy, and he got the house remodeled, and he got his travel taken care of and a bunch of other bills paid for, right? Because it's part of the crime family. But Hunter Biden didn't get help from his dad. His dad exploited him. That's the only part of this story that I will say to me is clear, where I actually feel sorry for Hunter Biden. I feel sorry that he has such crappy parents and aunts and uncles that they would exploit his addiction so that they could make money from the addiction.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The defense says Hunter Biden's an addict. They say they've done nothing wrong, but they're not actually fighting back on any of the accusations. They're not fighting back on accusations anymore of Burisma. They're not fighting back accusations that his son was making money from the Chinese Communist government. They're not fighting back accusations even anymore that their son was doing business dealings through Joe Biden with Russia. They're not fighting any of those narratives anymore. They've now conceded that's just the truth, okay? They've conceded to that. What they are now saying, and this is the next part of the defense, is, well, he's an addict, which means there's a very good chance the president's going to probably do, and this is my guess, I'm totally guessing, if his son's indicted and this goes forward, he'll pardon his son. Why? Why not? He's an addict. You feel sorry and compassion for addicts. It's not like it's going to hurt you politically because you're not for re-election, which brings me to the other point. I love how the Valerie Biden Owens, not only did she blame Trump and saying, well, Trump's very intent was to bring her brother down, and that's the reason why she's claiming all this is happening now, but she also says that her brother, clearly senile. I mean, North Korea is mocking him, for goodness sakes, and like Saturday Night Live stand-up, how dumb he is right now. It's clearly there's something wrong cognitively with him, and the Democratic Party knows it too. And so she's asked a question about her brother's political career, like, hey, you should run for re-election. She's like, oh, absolutely you should. Really? Have you been watching your brother? But this is the same family that will take advantage of a son who's an addict to make money off him. So why wouldn't Valerie and Hunter and Joe Biden's brother keep pumping this dude full of meds or whatever for another 4 years so they can exploit him for another 4 years? They don't care about his well-being. They don't care about Hunter's well-being. Why would they care about Joe's well-being?
Felt what it's like to to see someone struggle with addiction.
But we're not talking about addiction, though. We're talking about business dealings. And I'll move on from that. Do you think there's nothing, there's not a there in your opinion?
There hasn't been a there since it was mentioned in 2019 or whatever, whenever it first was.
Do you think your brother should run again in 2024?
Sure. Yes. I think my brother is the right person at the right time for all the right reasons. And when you look at a president or any leader, mm-hmm. what you look for is temperament, empathy, character, mm-hmm. integrity, and accomplishments. And that makes Joe a great leader, and he should continue.
Thank you.
If you look at the list that she just gave, by the way, it would absolutely disqualify from being the president because he hasn't done any of those things towards his own son, who's an addict, who's exploited. But this tells you now how concerned they are. When you have to bring out Biden's sister to try to clean up the family's tragic past and the mean politics that she's trying to claim is what is hurting them right now, and having a new memoir, bringing this individual out, releasing this memoir today that touches on a number of issues related to the Biden family, claiming that the president's son Hunter was a victim of former President Donald Trump. The memoir, which was titled Growing Up Biden, draws on hundreds of stories Owen had written throughout her life growing up with the Bidens, working with them in politics and facing adversity together. They want you to feel sorry for their family right now. Quote, the thread of what put the fabric of family together was commitment and loyalty and love, and then heartbreak and disappointment and loss, Owen said during her virtual event promoting the release of the book. Owen said that she and Biden trust each other implicitly, and he has often told her that she can speak to him candidly on any topic, including politics. Quote, when you love somebody, it doesn't mean that you roll over and you praise them and put them on a pedestal. When you love somebody and you know they're good, then you expect them to be the best they can be. And I've always expected Joe Biden to be the best Joe Biden that he can be. Well, that's clearly not true, because look at how he's treated his own son. But then again, look at how you treated your own nephew. These people are horrible people. Even NPR now is starting to turn on the Biden family. An NPR reporter has now called out the leftist media outlets for ignoring the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. Always has been a story. National Public Radio, which infamously tweeted in October of 2020 that they didn't want to waste listeners' time on a non-story. They, by the way, still have not apologized for covering up the Hunter Biden laptop story. But at least one of their reporters now is calling the company out for ignoring the discovery of Hunter Biden's laptop at that repair shop and its hard drive that links Joe Biden to his son's influence peddling. NPR put out a real tweet back in the day. Why haven't you seen any stories from NPR about the New York Post Hunter Biden story? Read more in this week's newsletter. We don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories, they said, and we don't want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions. That is exactly what NPR's managing editor for news had to say on the New York Post Hunter Biden story. We're not going to waste your time. Laura Sullivan, a reporter with NPR, responded to an April the 6th tweet from the journalist Glenn Greenwald that said, Twitter founder Jack Dorsey apologized, admitted it was wrong for Twitter to have censored any mention of the story. The Washington Post this week called for a media reckoning over what they did. Beyond those two, they all let their lies stand to this day. That's when Laura Sullivan jumped in. Add NPR to the list. Newsroom editors called it not a real story. The Hunter Biden laptop investigation may end up being a tax case, a hill of beans, or something else, but what it's always been is a story, she went on to say. Fox News, by the way, reported it's not the first time that Sullivan has called out her employer, as there seems to be some people that are actually standing up for some sort of dignity in journalism. Back in October of 2020, when the New York Post originally reported on Hunter Biden's laptop, NPR was part of the leadership in social media and news organizations that ignored the story completely. In response to the public editor posting that message about it's a non-story, Sullivan tweeted back, "Really love it when managers make our jobs harder. I don't know if that's Hunter Biden's laptop or what's on it, but it's certainly not a waste of time to find out." NPR managers better hope the laptop was built out of an old Russian blender in Ukraine. Well, guess what? It wasn't. But I don't think NPR cared because NPR knows who they work for. They work for the Democratic Party. They don't work for Republicans, and they know it. They don't represent Republicans. They know that. They know who their audience is, a bunch of hardcore liberals that listen each and every day. Did liberals want to hear about Hunter Biden's laptop? No, because that would be inconvenient news for them, right? That would be inconvenient information for them, right? Remember, orange man bad, mean tweeter bad, Donald Trump's evil. Take Donald Trump out. Take Donald Trump down. Do whatever you have to do to get rid of Donald Trump. That's what really mattered. That's everything. That's the whole ball game, folks. He's the problem. But even the media now seems to be saying, okay, yeah, we get it. We screwed this one up big time, didn't we? We really screwed this one up. We screwed it up in a major way. At least some of them are saying it. Now, the only reason why they're doing it now is because they know what's going to come moving forward. I want you to hear what Congressman Jim Jordan had to say about those 51 intel officers and how they concluded that Hunter's laptop, in their words, was Russian disinformation. He's now calling them out. Remember, you had five former CIA directors that tried to undermine the real news story of Hunter Biden's laptop. And when that happened, he's saying, where are they now? Why aren't they coming out saying they got it wrong? Why aren't they apologizing?
And maybe the worst of it all was what 51 former intelligence officials did. That letter they wrote where they said, this has all the earmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. That letter became the basis for big tech and big media to suppress this story and keep it from we the people in the run-up to our most important election. That's why we sent a letter to these 51 guys. We want to know who they were talking to, how they came to this conclusion, how they put that letter together, because that was the basis for the conspiracy that kept information from the voters right up before the presidential election.
Yeah, we're showing your letter on screen right now, and we also have the New York Post headline, Spies Who Lie, with the faces of all of those. Right front and center is John Brennan and James Clapper on the cover of the New York Post there, who lied and said that it was Russian disinformation. Let's just be clear, Jim Jordan, these guys were key officials in the CIA and the other intelligence agencies. They would have known that this was not Russian disinformation when they signed their name, correct?
Maria, this is it's a great point. This is what makes this so wrong and so bad. This is no different than when Adam Schiff 3 years ago came forward and said, oh, there is more than circumstantial evidence that President Trump colluded with Russia. We didn't think that statement was accurate at the time. But when the chairman of the Intelligence Committee goes on TV and makes that statement, he gets briefings that the American people don't get. Frankly, he gets briefings that even I, as a member of Congress, don't get. So when he says something like that, there is added weight, added emphasis put on that. Same thing with these 51 former intelligence officials. When they come out with a statement like this, you're thinking, wow, these are guys who were supposed to be in the know. They were in the know when they were in the government. And so there's added weight to that. But when they mislead us, that makes it all the more wrong. And that's why we got to get to the bottom of this, because it's happened more than once now. And this is not supposed to be that way in our great country.
There was a very interesting note that someone sent me, and it was talking about just how corrupt everything has gotten right now, how bad things are. And it said, you think about this country, it's supposed to be the freest country in the world, right? We have a president that is not once, but twice has been impeached over straight up lies. You've got five former CIA directors, five of them, 51 total top intel officials that lied about Hunter Biden's laptop and said it was disinformation. None of them have come out, been held accountable. Many of them still have their top secret security clearance. Right? People like Adam Schiff that lied and Representative Swalwell that lied. You have all these people that lied to you and put out misinformation on purpose, propaganda, and you have a media that lied. And now the only defense left for them is, well, Hunter Biden's a drug addict and we're proud that he's still alive, and that should be enough to make all this go away. Sorry, I'm not buying it, folks, and neither should you. We'll continue to expose this. Don't forget to grab our podcast. Please share this podcast with your family and friends, forward the episode to whoever you know that might find this interesting, and help us continue to expose the Biden crime family. Also, write us a 5-star review so that more people will see our podcast. When you write those reviews, it means a lot of people get to see this podcast, never see it before on the charts. So if you'll do that, that would be greatly appreciated. I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's reality podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.